My name is Lonnie Kessler. I'm 37 years old, and I currently reside in Moberly, Missouri. In 2007, I was gainfully employed at the Isle of Capri Casino as a security officer. I was having difficulties with my vision, and upon an eye exam, the ophthalmologist noticed something was not right, and my family physician insisted that I be admitted to the hospital for an MRI. After being diagnosed with this massive tumor, I decided to go home and say goodbye to my family, because that is something that immediately comes to your mind when you've been diagnosed with something that very easily could take your life. And after going home and saying goodbye to my family, I admitted myself to the hospital, where I went through approximately 4 to 5 days of prep, and I was admitted to surgery on July 27th, 2007, where I would go through an 18-hour surgery to remove a tumor the size of a softball from my brain. After my second surgery in 2008, I was diagnosed with epilepsy, and I was put on a regimen of medications. Over the years, my epilepsy was not responding to these medications, the multiple dosages. And about 3 years ago, I was fed up. I've had enough. The politicians are not doing enough to move forward legislation. They are not listening to their constituents. And like many individuals and families, Kimberly and I decided to load up and make the costly and quite exhausting trip to Colorado to be able to experience some of the benefits from medical marijuana and what they could do for me and how they could help my conditions.
Now, help me understand, help listeners understand, Colorado has marijuana legal for recreational use and medicinal use. When you went there, you can walk into a dispensary and you can purchase marijuana for recreational use. Is it somehow a different process or a different grade or more tailored product that you're getting when you go to the medical side of the dispensary?
Absolutely. The medical side of the dispensary, it would appear that they had the choice buds, the nicer looking marijuana products. The prices were absolutely so much lower than the recreational price. One thing I can say for that, I did have to visit a store that sold both medical and recreational cannabis, but that had no effect on how I was treated as a patient. I was treated with compassion, respect. The bud tenders were knowledgeable and able to point me in the direction of the right strains that would help to alleviate some of the symptoms I experience on a daily basis.
When you have accessed marijuana with a higher CBD content, how did you ingest it? How did you consume it?
There are several ways which you can use the CBD strains. One form is drops under the tongue, sublingual, and the effects usually start coming on within 15 minutes. There are also CBD strains which can be inhaled, which the effects usually come on rather quickly, almost instantaneously in some cases. There are vapor cartridges and, of course, the famous edibles. And when I say edibles, I am not talking about the brownies that you may have made in high school, rather something that is scientifically dosed and is adequate to treat the ailments which they were derived.
If cannabis with a higher CBD content was available legally in Missouri, what would that mean for you, Lonnie Kessler, for your well-being?
If CBD oils were legal in the state of Missouri, fully legal, it would mean a great deal to me. It could possibly stop me from having another surgery, from going through invasive testing, including 2 to 3 weeks of induced seizures. It could possibly stop me from having two more surgeries, very risky surgeries. There's quite a bit of scar tissue to cut through, and when you're dealing with something like that, mistakes can happen very easily. It would mean that I would be able to deal better with my illnesses and the side effects that they produce. It would help with my nausea. It would help me be able to eat. It would reduce some of the pain that I experienced, the strain on my eyes. It would mean quite a bit for me to have this. And while I'm advocating for it, and while I've been through quite a bit during my last 10 years of doctor's appointments and testing and things like this, I've become somewhat at peace with my fate. But I do worry for the other Missourians who are out there who are not doing so well, the mothers who have to watch their children suffer from one seizure or hundreds of seizures, for the caretaker who has to watch their parents waste away because they cannot eat anything or because they are so sick from the chemotherapy treatments. This is something Missouri needs, and I believe we will get there in 2018.
Missouri still not being a medical marijuana state, how do you manage your symptoms?
I faithfully adhere to the care plan developed by my medical team, even if that includes taking medications that will continue to damage my body. For example, one of the seizure medications that I currently take, the last time my blood levels were drawn, I am at nearly twice the level of human toxicity for that particular medication. I also try to control my nausea with diet. I've tried everything from monitoring what I eat to the famous boost shake diet to the whatever diet, because I know I'm going to be ill no matter what I try, so that sometimes when I want that piece of pizza that's going to make me sick, I go ahead and do it, because I just feel like sometimes you have to let go. Sometimes you do have to kind of give it up for a minute. To deal with my irritability and the anger issues, it may sound childish, but I do use a therapeutic coloring book to kind of help me escape the thoughts. I will isolate myself and listen to music. All of these, though, are not actually a way of dealing with my illnesses, but a way of escaping. And probably the most important thing that I could do at this time, when considering my health and the health of Missourians, is to stand up and to say enough is enough. We want access to medical cannabis in the state of Missouri. And I found that very, very therapeutic to be able to speak out, to be able to be heard for once, because so many times in the past 10 years, I feel like nobody's hearing me, nobody's listening to me. I am just a list of symptoms, a list of medications, and essentially just a case number so that everything can be shipped off to the insurance company and they can get paid.
Lonnie Kessler there. He had a pair of brain tumors that were surgically removed about 10 years ago. He's still dealing with the after effects of those operations. This week on Thinking Out Loud, we're looking at how a possible future for legal medical marijuana in the state would impact real Missourians. Here, Kessler talks about the range of ways he copes with his epileptic seizures. Kessler was accompanied to his KBIA interview by his wife, Kimberly Ruiz.
That's part of my identity now. The old Lonnie kind of died when this tumor was taken out, so I have to establish a new identity. And some ways I have to do that every time I have a seizure. I have to, who's this new Lonnie? Because, you know, sometimes for 3 or 4 days, sometimes for a couple weeks to recuperate from these. And so it changes a person. It changes who they are. But I don't ask you to be sorry, because it has presented me with so many opportunities. I would have never imagined going to college, especially, you know, at such a later stage of life. And I would have never imagined speaking out in favor of medical cannabis, you know. So it's given me a great opportunity, and I genuinely mean that it is very therapeutic to stand up and to bang on that table as you told me not to, you know, and say, listen to me. I want to be heard. This is my time. And if I have to expose some of the things I'm vulnerable to, I'm willing to do that. And when I do tell you that some of the people I've met, is horrible to see what they are going through. One lady that was in Rusk rehab with me, both of her legs were amputated because she had blood clots and they were just trying to escape her body. Her boyfriend took her to the emergency room, dropped her off, and never showed back up in her life. And that's why I'm very blessed to have Kimberly, because not everybody's cut out to do that.
What's the response of the community around you been? You mentioned that there's this new Lonnie. He's not the old Lonnie. Maybe you knew some people before that you don't see as much now, and maybe there's new people who have emerged just because of who you are and where you go and what you do. So how has that been, the community of support around you?
The support around me has been tremendous. My entire family, my friends have been there since day one. When I say finding this new Lonnie with my illnesses and being sick every day, I have to sort of put on a facade when I'm around my family. And Lonnie, how are you doing? I'm doing okay, but then I get that look back. No, you're not doing okay. Don't give us that line. And that's very difficult sometimes. But when it comes to speaking out about medical cannabis and legalizing here in the state of Missouri, all of my family and friends give me 100% support. And I would also can speak for some of my medical providers. They've encouraged me to speak out on this as well because they know the value and the importance of bringing medical Missouri to or medical cannabis to the state of Missouri. In fact, one of my specialists said Missouri needs to get with the times. They need to get with the program.
That was Lonnie Kessler. The Moberly resident has been to Colorado to access legal marijuana to alleviate symptoms of his epilepsy, a condition brought on by a pair of surgeries on his brain 10 years ago. This week, we've been listening to how a proposed 2018 initiative petition to allow medical marijuana in Missouri would, if passed, impact one Missourian.